My guest at this time is Elena Newport, lovely and talented star and co-founder of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find the Capitol Steps every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com, their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. And Elena, that's a kind of an appropriate title, given that even though there's obviously, and rightly so, a lot of attention on Syria right now, at the end of the month, the government runs out of money.
Well, and the Congress, in the meantime, has to agree on Syria.
Yes.
Something. You're not. By the way, you're not playing video poker during this interview, are you? I don't like it when people do that.
Yeah, what did you make of that? I mean, it's...
That was odd, wasn't it?
It's so odd. I mean, you don't want to... Some people are saying that John McCain isn't sensitive to the peril that people could be placed in as a result of this decision. I think he probably does understand that, given his background, but it still just looks terrible.
Well, I'm just amazed John McCain knows how to use a smartphone. That's kind of cool.
You thought he was still on two tin cans and a string, or...
You know, I thought he had the rotary thing going.
I'm one of the youngest people left who can remember actually using a rotary phone, I think. So.
It's true. Remember when you had to call somewhere and you had to push, like, if you didn't have a rotary phone, you had to, you know, dial the operator.
Exactly right. My grandma had a party line. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I do. I remember because we, at a vacation house we had them, and they were fascinating because if you were really sneaky, you would listen in on other people, right?
You didn't even have to be that sneaky, really.
You're like the NSA now, right?
But, yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that Congress is working on, but if, you know, we're to believe the reports on immigration, that's not going to be dealt with now probably till next year, maybe even 2015, depending on how those elections go next year. The fiscal debate coming up on funding the government, and then right after that's the fiscal cliff with the debt ceiling coming up. So, Elena, all sorts of big fights to come, and chances are there'll be little patchwork things done, but not necessarily any long-term fixes.
So, well, we thought it might be time to bring back a song from our new album, and it's called Down the Road Again.
Here we go.
Now, we Republicans blame the Democrats in Congress for this whole sequestration mess.
Well, as you recall, thanks to us Democrats, the fiscal cliff was narrowly avoided in January.
Now, hold on. You can't take all the credit for that. We Republicans had a lot to do with that, too.
Well, President Obama wanted $1.6 billion a year in increased tax revenue.
Mm-hmm. And Speaker Boehner offered $800 million.
And we compromised on $620
million. And then did we cut anything at all?
Absolutely. We agreed to reduce spending by $1.5 billion a year.
Great. And how much do we currently spend?
About $10 billion a day.
So now, what percentage of a cut is that?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm terrible at math. Well, thank goodness the voters are, too.
Boy, no kidding. That's a good reason to keep cutting that education budget. Man, I would never get so many votes if my constituents were better educated.
Me neither. Now, do you think they realize that we actually took that deficit problem, placed it on the ground, and gave it a good kick
down the road again? Kick that can right down the road again. Pleasing no one but contributors and friends.
If cans are kicked, it should be both our ends.
Same old road again. We look like a flattened toad again. Cutting is so very hard, so we just spend.
And our grandkids can pay it in the end.
Is it blown again? Is there still some time for leadership worth showing? Well, that all depends. I get the sense we're driving as we're going, like Lindsay Lohan. It's fourth down and ten.
Can we just vote again?
It's 2 p.m. on Thursday. Our work week must end. 'Cause Congress can't wait to get on the road again. Yeah, we can't wait to get on the road again.
It's hard to figure out why their approval rating is at 7%. Elena, I just don't know why.
And who are those 7% of people?
Well, as John McCain likes to say, it's either paid staffers or blood relatives.
That's good. Oh, that's good. At least he has a sense of humor about it.
Oh, so what else are you guys looking at these days? Obviously, there's a lot going on in the news.
Well, we got the New York primary coming up this week, early next week, I guess. So we, you know, fingers crossed. I don't think we'll get to keep Anthony Weiner, but you know, you can only hope. And you know, here in Virginia, we got a race that's kind of funny. So we're going to be taking a look at that. You know, we're going to keep after these guys and keep doing our show down at the Reagan Building.
That sounds great. You got some tough rhyming going on with these elections. Not much rhymes with de Blasio or McAuliffe or Cuccinelli. So, you know, you guys are pros. You'll come up with something.
Well, thank you for your confidence.
Oh, hey, I've been dealing with you guys for many, many years, and you've never disappointed
never
yet.
Never not rhymed something. Even, what was the hardest one? Kucinich. That was it. That was the hardest one.
Kucinich. Thank goodness for spinach. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Well, Elena, have a great weekend. Good luck with the shows, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
You too. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.